Government is determined to make available about 10,000 affordable housing units to Ghanaians by 2016 as part of efforts to reduce the country's housing deficit estimated at 1.7 million. President John Dramani Mahama announced this when he cut the sod for work to begin on the construction of 5,000 housing units at Sanglemi in Old Ningo in the Greater Accra region. President Mahama said the government is negotiating with Brazil for a $1 billion credit facility to be invested in all sectors of the economy, including energy, said the airports.
Under the government's national housing scheme, people in the lower and middle income bracket are expected to own houses under a new mortgage system which allows them to pay for the houses over a long period. Home Loans, a subsidiary of Home Finance Company, will purchase the houses outright when they are completed and give them out to interested Ghanaians. The proceeds will be lodged in a revolving fund which will be used to build more affordable housing units. President Mahama said another company will soon begin the construction of more than 4,000 housing units for Ghanaians.
The current OAS housing initiative we've started here follows the failed attempts under the STX housing scheme to produce almost 30,000 houses for this country. And so learning from that experience, we decided to adopt a new scheme for delivering housing to our people. And this is the Pioneer scheme that we are launching here under this OAS company. Over the next 3 years, we expect by 2016 to be able to look back and see a fair and sizable number of housing units completed. There is another project that will take off, which is to be undertaken by Mrs. Ital Construct. And so we expect that by 2016 we should be able to say with pride that we did contribute to increasing the housing stock in Ghana.
President Mahama thanked the government of Brazil for supporting Ghana to address her infrastructural challenges.
The government is determined to deliver on its promises in all the sectors that we have determined. I also wish to announce that we and the Brazilian government are in talks to facilitate a $1 billion master facility agreement to finance various infrastructure projects here in Ghana. These will cover the energy sector, water, transport, agriculture, and so many other things that the government has committed to investing into.
The executive chairman of Constructora OAS, Andrew Klokanas, promised to deliver quality housing units for Ghanaians. President Mahama inspected the prepared sites for the houses. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.